The views expressed on the Sober Portland radio show do not necessarily reflect those of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting, Take 12 Radio, or its affiliates. KHLT and Take 12 Radio are not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship. And now, broadcasting on location somewhere in the vast expanse of the Pacific Northwest for the Sober Portland radio show, it's the over-opinionated 12-stepologist, the Monty Man.
Well, welcome, my friends and family, to the Sober Portland radio show right here in Lake Oswego this month, taking the solution of recovery to the Pacific Northwest. And before we actually launch forth, I want to introduce you to one of our advocates for Take 12 Radio. So don't go away. Hold on, okay?
Pardon me. Dude, are you in the rooms?
Bro, I've been going to meetings for years.
Yeah, but dude, but are you in the rooms?
Bro, I'm in meetings all the time. Of course I'm in the rooms.
Yeah, but are you registered on in the rooms?
Bro, you're not making any sense.
Dude, pay attention. I'm talking about intherooms.com. It's only the world's largest online recovery social networking site for recovery folks like you and me, dude, or anyone seeking help from any addiction. You get exclusive free access to daily meditations, speaker tapes, and daily online video AA and NA meetings, dude. There are close to 300,000 members who are willing to share their experience, strength, and hope with you, dude.
With me?
Yeah, with you. Here's what you do.
What's that?
Get on your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet and type in www.intherooms.com. It's for fun and for free, dude. Dude, what are you doing?
Well, I just did what you said. Now, I'm in the rooms.
Dude, bro, we're both in the rooms.
Dude, bro, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hey, bro, I'm hungry. Are you in the pizza?
Dude. Oh, dude.
In the Rooms, the world's largest recovery social networking site with something for everybody. Visit www.intherooms.com and register for free. Well, greetings, family, and welcome to this month's broadcast of the Sober Portland Radio Show. We're coming to you from Sanford's restaurant in Lake Oswego, Oregon, just south of Portland, of downtown Portland. And here at the table with me is Matt Brown. He's the CEO of Freedom Interventions and really the founder of Sober Portland networking event. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Monty. Thanks.
So give us a little update on what's going on with you. We were joking earlier about you need to buy a plane because you transport so many people. So what's Matt Brown doing right now with Freedom Interventions?
Well, you know, things are good right now. We're staying busy. The intervention business is certainly keeping us moving. You know, just really blessed to be able to do what we do. February was a big month. March was a pretty busy month, and just real happy to be staying busy, be moving around the country, helping families get their loved ones into treatment.
Once again, folks, this is the Sober Portland Radio Show. This is updated monthly, and we show up on location somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. And Matt Brown is the one that has put this thing together. How long have you been doing this, Matt?
Sober Portland? Started, let's see, I believe September will be 1 year since we started this networking event and the website. And you know, the website continues to get more traffic. The networking events continue to be better attended on a monthly basis. And so, you know, hopefully by doing this, we're allowing people to just understand what kind of professional recovery resources are available. I think, you know, just working with the families that I work with, so many of them just, they're out there blindly searching the internet, trying to find, you know, this service here or, the, you know, sober living here and treatment here or intervention. And, you know, what I wanted to do was kind of centralize that where they can find that information, you know, so the people in at least in Portland and the surrounding areas have a place to go to be able to say, all right, if I need an interventionist, I can find it at soberportland.com. If I need a treatment center, I can find it at soberportland.com, whether that treatment center is in Oregon or not.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's important that the person at least temporarily get away from their playground.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if I need a therapist in private practice or a psychiatrist or a lawyer even, you know, I want them to be able to find all of that information. So we found a way to centralize that.
And every month, there's a different host that hosts the event. This month, it's Chase Glenn.
Yeah.
And he's the CEO over at a Grey Wolf Ranch.
Uh-huh.
And we had him on the last show.
Right.
And what a great work they're doing up there. Have you been up there?
It's a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an extended care for young men that really build, you know, most of their young men are coming from a, kind of a primary treatment setting.
Right.
And then they're really giving them kind of that next level of, all right, now that you've stabilized and you may have at least found the desire to continue on in sobriety.
Sure.
Let's work on, you know, sharpening these tools. Let's learn on, you know, how to use these tools. It's kind of like the journeyman's program for young men. It's you know, gives them and even more importantly than that, it teaches them how to have fun in sobriety. I think at that young age, it's critical that they learn that they're not missing out on any kind of quality of life by giving up, you know, the trappings of addiction. And so it really helps them understand that I can be sober, I can show up differently for life, I can be a man of integrity, and I can have a wonderful time doing it. And so they just really have a kind of a complimentary program right there. And it's and the facility is just beautiful.
Well, awesome. Okay, well, we're gonna be kicking off the Sober Portland networking event for this month here just in a few minutes. Chase Glenn's going to probably open it up. And we're going to be talking here after our break. We're going to be talking to Nancy. Is it Engman?
Engman.
Engman.
I believe.
Nancy. Okay, we'll find out. She is the executive director of Come Rest a While Residential Services for Women in Recovery right here in Lake Oswego.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking to her and find out what she does, how she got into that, and what we can do to help people become more aware of what her work is. All right, Matt.
Thanks, Monty. Thanks for being here.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. All right, God bless. We'll be right back right after this short break. Come join us for more of the Sober Portland Radio Show right here at take12radio.com on your internet dial.
Treatment does not have to be voluntary to be effective. Sanctions and enticements from family, employment settings, and/or the criminal justice system can significantly increase treatment entry, retention rates, and the ultimate success of drug treatment interventions. Freedom Interventions provides the direction necessary to get the help of an addiction intervention. We assist with selecting a treatment experience appropriate for the unique needs of your addicted loved one and provide 6 months of ongoing support to ensure success for everyone involved in the transition into real life. If you know someone who needs a life-saving intervention, visit freedominterventions.com or call 888-762-7557. That's 888-762-7557. Freedom Interventions, providing drug and alcohol interventions and a continuum of care services to clients and their families.
Addiction is the number one health threat in our world today. It affects more people than any other malady, and yet the solution to this health crisis gets the least amount of attention. May I introduce to you a media outlet that's doing something about that? KHLT Recovery Broadcasting, home of the Take 12 Recovery Radio shows, is the world's only faith-based radio station broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the solution to the addiction problem. Visit take12radio.com for recovery talk and positive music, and be ready to be set free from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. That's take12radio.com on your internet dial.
All right, and we have returned, and you have joined us here at the Sober Portland Radio Show at the Sober Portland Networking Event at Stanford's in Lake Oswego. We're at Sanford's restaurant. And with me right now is Nancy Engelman. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That's right. All right.
And you are the executive director at Come Rest a While Residential Services for Women in Recovery. Yes. Right here in Lake Oswego.
Yes.
What is Come Rest a While? What does that mean, residential services for women in recovery?
Actually, our mission is to provide a safe and supportive environment for women in recovery from substance abuse. They've gone through treatment. Some of them are in intensive outpatient. Some are looking for work, but they're not ready to go back to where they came from.
Right.
Or they want to change their life in some way. They know they need more structure before they go back to their independent life. Some women have children. Some people have lost their children.
Sure.
And one lady, her husband didn't want her home for 6 months at least. So she came and stayed with us. She's got over 10 years now and still hangs out with us. So that's great. Yeah.
So how does Come Rest a While differ, if it does, from like an Oxford House?
It differs in that we're like a community.
Okay.
Food is included in the monthly fee. Food, laundry, utilities, everything. And we live together. We sit down to dinner together. We set the table with cloth napkins and silverware.
Right, right.
Take turns cooking, including myself. I live there. I'm the co-founder. I live there.
Oh, wow.
And I have 38 years of recovery.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's all right. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And I didn't think I'd be living with a bunch of newly sober women. I do have a background in the field, however. I've worked in the field off and on since 1980.
Wow, wow. So let's shift gears for a minute. Let's talk about you just for a second. That's a lot of years clean and sober. Before that, though, things weren't quite as good as they are now, right?
No.
What happened? What was going on?
Well, I'm an alcoholic. What can I say? I drank for 25 years, and of course it progressed.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I was an alcoholic. And I ended up a single mom with four kids at home. I had two. I didn't know where they were. I have six sons. And found myself, I had to do something. I had to do something.
Yeah.
I had to do something to change my life.
Sure.
I went to AA.
Yeah.
I didn't have the benefit of treatment. I didn't know there was such thing.
Sure.
I didn't know where I'd leave my boys if I did go to treatment.
Right, right.
But the community gathered around me, found me housing in a small housing project.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Started me out, brought me furniture, but I had no furniture or anything. I just had four boys and a bunch of boxes.
Yeah, that's great.
And that was on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. They told me to be at this apartment. And I was about 3 weeks sober. And a gentleman showed up at the door, two gentlemen with a truck full of furniture. Somebody got on the phone, said there's a woman with four kids. She doesn't have a place to live. She needs an apartment. And they brought me furniture, and they brought me. The next day, some ladies from AA came over with food and linens. And, you know, I still have an old bedspread from those days.
Right?
It's in a plastic blanket bag. I take it out for picnics and things like that.
Wow.
And Come Rest Well has a meeting every Tuesday night at 7, because they told me to be there on Tuesday night at 7.
Yeah, yeah. And you said yes.
Yes.
Because you're supposed to, right?
So I still have a meeting at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night at Come Rest a While. I co-founded with Mickey O'Connell. Mm-hmm. I just made this brochure.
Right, right.
Yeah. We're co-founders of Come Rest a While. I was introduced to her in about 1996, actually.
Okay.
And some woman knew both of us. She knew that Mickey wanted an upscale bed and breakfast for women in sobriety. And she knew I wanted a retreat house where you grow your own vegetables. She got us together.
Wow.
We decided this was needed, a different model for women in recovery.
Because what were people doing as far as housing for women prior to this in this area? Nothing?
Well, there's Oxford houses.
Right.
And in part of the research, and before we started, I've worked with nonprofits, so I counted the number of Oxford houses in the metropolitan area of Portland. I went clear to McMinnville, and there was like 47 at the time, and only 8 of them were for women.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And I want to live in sobriety, someone with long-term sobriety to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than Oxford Houses, and to actually live there. And I wanted the community feel, rather than keeping their own food separately and fixing their own meals, we work together.
Right, right.
I do the shopping, tell me what they want to fix, and I go get it.
What happens, what I've seen in some sober living situations, is it's only sober living. There's really no recovery going on in some of these places. It sounds to me like you guys are really focused on that. I mean, this just isn't a place to come hang your hat.
No.
Yeah.
No. They have to go to at least 3 12-step meetings a week.
Mm-hmm.
I point out I still go to 5 to 7, and maybe that's why I'm still here.
There you go.
They have to work a recovery program to be there. We do random testing of alcohol and drugs with everyone. If they go away on a weekend pass, they're tested automatically when they come back. If they drink or use, they're out immediately. I have to tell them to leave. One woman was crying and said, I love it here. And I said, you knew the rules. I can't change that.
Because it needs to be a safe place for everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Right. Do they have a period of time where they can come back, or you reevaluate?
Well, I asked, please, get some treatment. We'll talk about you coming back if you go someplace.
Sure.
Take care of this problem.
But truth be known, how many times do you see them come back?
Not too often, but I got one back. She was sober for some years and relapsed for about a year and a half. And I was just checking if she had the same address. I left her a message on her phone. She called me back in tears. So I want to come home. And she's home now.
Yeah, well, that's super. Okay.
Yeah.
How does the fee range with this? Is there a cost? Is it a sliding scale? How do you guys determine
that? It's $900 a month, basically. And that includes food, utilities.
Right.
We have Wi-Fi. We have cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything available. Linens. All they need is cigarettes and cell phone, if that's what they have. And in some cases, we have scholarship money where you can pay a half a month. And then if they have a food stamp card, we can reduce that other half month.
I see. Right.
Yeah, and they have to give us permission to use their food.
And how long is the standard stay?
Basically, I asked for a commitment for 3 months. I think it takes that long to get really strong in the program, get a sponsor, get a feeling of what recovery is. They bond with each other, and they take each other to meetings. Some have cars, some don't. Right now we got almost too many cars, but sometimes we have very few. I advocate for court. I go to court with them if they have court issues.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Great. You help them get jobs? You help them get work?
Well, I'll be a reference for them.
Yeah, a reference. Yeah. Right.
Also, they build a little rental estate. I just say that I rented a room to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives them a little reference for rent later on.
Gives them some credit there. And do you find that a lot of these women are lacking in some very basic life skills?
A few are. Some have never sat down at a table with silverware and a napkin in front of them.
Right. That is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some don't care to cook, but I say, well, make a taco bar. You do have to plan a meal and cook it some night during the week.
So what is the process? Somebody comes to your facility.
Actually, we get a lot of referrals from treatment centers.
Referrals, okay.
Hazelden, Serenity Lane,
right.
Out-of-state places. Got somebody from a place called The Armor in Texas, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe it's not Texas, but another state in that area. And she just came to us recently. So, because she wanted to be in the Portland area. She's from Bend.
Right.
So
you interview them? Is there a screening process?
The treatment center usually refers them. The counselor calls me. I ask them to call me, and I talk to them on the phone.
Right.
And then we make plans for them to get there. If they're in the area, I ask them to come and visit if they can.
Right.
I have a young lady from Hazelden on our waiting list right now, and she came to our meeting on Tuesday night. Sometimes a group brings women from Hazelden to our meeting on Tuesday night.
And how many beds?
We have 10.
10 beds.
10 residential beds, yes.
All right. So is there like a house facilitator? Is there rotating responsibilities? How does that work?
Yes, we have a part-time house manager who works 15 hours a week. And she developed a little agenda for a house meeting, which I'm also at. And takes the chore list, which I don't like the word chores, house responsibilities. That sounds so much better.
Yeah, I don't like chores either.
And people sign up for what they want to do that week.
Yeah.
And then they're responsible for that area of the house, and they share that responsibility. They help each other. Right now I have a very cohesive group, which is wonderful. It hasn't always been so.
Is the family involved at all? You know, family, you mentioned like a husband doesn't want his wife coming home quite yet.
Sometimes. Some couple of women are in the process of separating.
Single women with children?
Children can't stay there because of...
Insurance and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and there's two women to a room.
Right.
Now, I have a woman there now, and she has a daughter who is, has Down syndrome.
Okay.
And I let her come and stay overnight with her roommate's permission.
Right.
And she has a little companion dog who visits as well. And she's responsible for them while they're there. Somebody has their kids over, and I want them to visit their mother, not all stay overnight.
Sure.
Mary's a special case, and I want her to stay with her mom, you know. But women are allowed to have another lady. She had her kids visit every Sunday for a long time. They'd make cupcakes and cook something, and they sat down at the table. Their father never sat down at the table with them. And
imagine
so they
that.
Just, are we going to pass food? I mean, this is a great experience for them.
That's wonderful.
I want kids to know Mama isn't in jail or in a treatment center or a hospital. They're living with these other women who love kids, you know.
Yeah. What about conflicts? I mean, obviously, when you have a house that's got that many people in it,
of course,
you're going to have some conflicts. Hey, how does
we
that go with
you? We encourage communication. We have the time sat down with two people. No.
Yeah.
You say, and when the gossip starts out there, you know, on the back porch with the smokers.
Right.
You tell them to come to the source.
Yeah.
You talk to Nancy.
Try to nip it in the bud.
Right.
Before
exactly.
It gets too far. Yeah.
And that seems to work well.
Sure.
Yeah, we encourage communication, ongoing communication, because not everybody gets along. One woman was away for the weekend. She called me and said, I'll come back if I can have a different roommate. They were both in their 50s. I said, you're not 12.
Wow.
Well, she reminds me of my mother, and I said, bingo. So we learned to work. I says, you don't have to marry her or live here forever.
Right.
I have to live here forever.
You got to live there forever. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
So you get to learn to deal with different personalities here.
Well, listen, Nancy, thank you for your service. I mean, all these years that you've been giving back and continuing to do this, is this what you're going to do for the rest of your life, or are you just kind of open to whatever, you know, the good Lord tells you to go, where to go? Or,
you know,
or
people say, when are you going to retire? And I say, I don't know. I just get up and do what I do.
Do it.
And that's what I do.
Right.
Also, on holidays and so forth, I invite people in the community that have no place to go. Also, my family gets to come for holidays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two of my sons live in the area, a couple of Washington who get there once in a while. So Easter's and Thanksgiving and Christmas are really big. And I want people to invite their families or their sponsor or their friend or whoever. They are welcome at our house.
Well, that's great.
It's an important piece of learning to be in community and sharing in the community.
Being part of, being a productive member of society.
Yes.
It sounds like you guys are really doing a bang-up job. So the website is comerestawhile.org. And we'll put the link up.
Bit of construction right now.
Okay.
Not up right now, but it will be in a few days.
Okay, so probably by the time we put this on the radio station, it'll probably be there, but listeners can check it. If it's not up, they can go back and look.
And we have a large fundraiser here. We're going to have a big barbecue August 2nd. The word will be out about that.
Oh, great.
I'd love to come down and see you sometime in Albany.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, come on down. We'll get you in the studio.
I'd love that.
That'd be great.
I'm a ham.
Well, me too. You can ask my wife.
Okay.
Okay, and Nancy Ingeman is the executive director of Come Rest a While Residential Services for Women in Recovery right here in Lake Oswego. We're focusing on the Pacific Northwest here at the Sober Portland Radio Show and the Sober Portland Networking Event. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, as promised, we got some great recovery music for you. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Tommy Holmes, and you're listening to Take12Radio.com. Recovery talk and positive music with the Monty Man.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Well, welcome back. And closing out the Sober Portland Radio Show for this month, we have three great recovery recording artists that are dear friends of Take 12 Recovery Radio. And starting out is the blues style of Mr. Joe Fuller with his song, Used to Drink.
I used to drink, but I don't do that no more. I used to drink, but I don't do that no more. It all changed for me, I think, the minute I walked right through that door. I came to scar, but you know I stayed to pray. I came to scar, but you know I can't stay to pray. That's how I end each evening on. How I start each and every day. Keep coming back with something no one else ever said to me. Keep coming back, yeah. Oh, with something no one else ever said to me. Was either I've just called the cops, or son, I think you better leave. I used to drink, oh, but I don't do that no more. I used to drink, oh, but I don't do that no more. I changed for me, I think, the minute I walk right through the door, yeah, right through the door.
All right, next up from the Pacific Northwest is a gentleman who refers to himself simply as Music Dave. This is the Resentment Song.
Says you gotta be out by tonight, so don't you fuss, boy, and don't you fight. And know we going way back to grade school when you pulled down my swim trunks at the public pool. I see my part in this is just holding on to a resentment it ought to be gone. Girlfriend, I got something to say. Got a new landlord and he's got a new way. He's cleaning house and he says you can't stay. No matter how much I'd be willing to pay. He seems to think that I need a new start. Since you've been gone for 10 years, but you're still breaking my heart. I guess this time it really is goodbye. Cause no resentment's ever justified. It's only me that's been killing me by keeping all of this going on. Making space for bad memories, oh, never do you nothing but harm. Boss man, how you been? Yeah, I know I'm probably late again, but I've been talking to my landlord and he's being so kind. He'll give you exactly 30 seconds to get out of my mind. I know my attitude was always sick and tired, but this resentment is officially fired. Your Honor, I'd like to speak on my own behalf. I've been in counsel with my landlord, and we've drawn up a new draft of your eviction notice. It's all there in black and white. Oh, sure, you used to piss me off, but now I've finally seen the light. You were just doing your duty and society a favor. I can't hate you over my bad behavior. It's only me that's been killing me by keeping all of this going on. Making space for bad memories will never do you nothing but harm. Now somebody's angry, they think this song ought to be over. Takes a lot of love and tolerance, though, if you want to stay sober. You may find yourself enduring some long-winded musician who's playing funky chords in alternate positions. Just see your part in this is holding on to a resentment that could be, resentment that should be, resentment that's gotta be gone.
And finally, recovery music diva herself, Leah Clark, with Sisters in Recovery.
Sisters in Serenity. we're grateful for sobriety, because we've been returned to sanity, useful members of society. We are sisters in serenity, standing strong in solidarity. We love our feminine community. We are sisters in serenity. If your confidence is on the shelf, we'll love you till you can love yourself. And unless your wounds are bleeding, we'll help you get to a meeting, talking hours over coffee. No place else on earth we'd rather be. Just when you think that you're off the hook, we'll get you into the book. We are sisters in serenity, and we're grateful for sobriety, because we've been returned to sanity, useful members of society. We are sisters in serenity, standing strong in solidarity. We love our feminine community. We are sisters in serenity.
God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Sisters in serenity, sisters in serenity, sisters.
All right, well, that does it for this month's show. It has been great to have you with us. Remember, you can check out the archives and listen to the other folks we've had here on the Sober Portland Radio Show. And this will be up all month. And then next month, we'll have another broadcast from the Pacific Northwest, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, taking the solution of recovery to the fine folks, treatment providers, professionals, and advocates, and folks like you and I, just doing the 12-step thing here at the Sober Portland Radio Show. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I'm wishing God's perfect serenity for you. Bye-bye.
This show has been made available by Freedom Interventions, Sober Portland, and Take 12 Radio. This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.